favor.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Washington politicians are reacting to the death of staunch liberal U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. More from AP's Jackie Quinn.
87-year-old Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a diminutive woman, but a towering champion of liberal girl causes and women's rights. She was the court's second female justice. The Supreme Court says Ginsburg died of complications from metastatic pancreatic cancer. Her death just 6 weeks before Election Day is likely to set off a heated battle over whether President Trump should nominate a replacement. Ginsburg announced in July she was undergoing chemotherapy treatment for lesions on her liver. It was the latest of several battles with cancer. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
With reporters, Democratic presidential nominee, while campaigning in the state of Minnesota, President Trump paid tribute to Ginsburg. And with reporters, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says just as the Senate delayed a judicial appointment for President Obama in 2016 before the upcoming election, the same rule must be followed now.
That's the position the United States Senate must take today. And the election is only 46 days off. I think the fastest justice ever confirmed was 47 days. And the average is closer to 70 days. And so we should do this with full consideration. And that is my hope and expectation.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing to bring President Donald Trump's nominee to a vote with just over 6 weeks before the election. McConnell, in a statement released just over an hour after Ginsburg's death was announced, declared unequivocally that Mr. Trump's nominee would receive the vote. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization Friday warned that the coronavirus pandemic is not going away and might still have a long way to burn in our society as countries across the world experience spikes in new cases. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Ryan, said that the organization was adding 1.82 million cases to the global case count and averaged somewhere between 40 and 50,000 deaths every week. He said that even though cases and deaths caused by the new coronavirus were at a flat global level, rises in other parts of the world are still concerning. And there are more than 950,000 confirmed deaths globally resulting from COVID-19 and more than 30.4 million confirmed infections globally. Former Brazilian leftist president Luiz Inácio da Silva blasted U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo through South America Friday and his tour, saying that the U.S. top diplomat had only visited Brazil to provoke Venezuela. Pompeo met with the Venezuelan migrants at a refugee reception center in northern Brazil Friday, at the third stop of a regional tour to ramp up pressure to oust Venezuela's leftist president Nicolas Maduro. Pompeo also visited a soup kitchen serving hungry migrants with the Brazilian foreign minister. Pompeo praised Brazil's humanitarian efforts to receive 250,000 Venezuelans who have crossed the border, some of the more than 5 million that have left their country due to the political and economic turmoil. China's Commerce Ministry on Saturday issued rules on unreliable entities list to target foreign firms endangering China's national sovereignty and security. The ministry said China will prohibit foreign firms listed as unreliable entities from engaging in import, export, and investment in China. The death of a firefighter on the lines of a wildfire east of Los Angeles is under investigation as another blaze to the north burned homes in a small community on the edge of the Mojave Desert. The U.S. Forest Service says the death occurred Thursday in San Bernardino National Forest as crews battled the El Dorado fire, which was sparked by a smoke-generating pyrotechnic device used for a gender reveal party. Elsewhere, the wind-driven Bobcat fire is threatening semi-rural communities in northern Los Angeles County. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.